Because summertime is Shakespeare season. You can find the Bard's work everywhere, from Ashland, Oregon to Vancouver, BC, to local parks in the Puget Sound region. Seattle's Freehold Theater took its Shakespeare to a different audience last week, inmates at several Washington prisons, patients at Harborview Medical Center, and to soldiers at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Reginald Andre Jackson adapted Freehold's latest production. It's called The Flower of England's Face, and it's based on the two-part historical drama Henry IV. Now, these aren't plays that are produced very often, so I was curious to see how the production was received.
War is a big subject matter in the thing, and you're doing it for people who've experienced it. They're going to have a different outlook, and we get that energy, and we feel what's going on. The other thing about this play is that you have your royals, but you also have these people, the poor people that are going off to do the battle and the people that are hanging out in the local bar in London.
You mentioned the response you get in Monroe and Purdy, which is the Washington Women's Correctional Facility, I think is its official title. What is it about Shakespeare, do you think, that really resonates with those audiences?
Shakespeare really was a master at creating character and putting them in situations where we really care about these people. And they respond to that. They will often talk to characters trying to help them out of whatever situation they will. They may tell you to run if somebody's coming to hurt you. they get very much involved, and we sort of respond to that.
It seems like, from the adapter point of view for you, that this was a huge task.
Yeah. No, to get just one Shakespeare play under 2 hours sometimes takes a lot of work. So, but it's very fun.
Shakespeare is acknowledged to be the most produced playwright in the English language, I think probably other languages as well, because his work is translated. But I always wondered, as an adapter, does it feel sacrilegious to cut and splice things together?
No, because that's what Shakespeare did. He took the history of England and he combined different characters. He made up things that didn't happen to help serve the story. So he's constantly playing fast and loose with these things. And so I think it's easy to become a purist just because we love the language so much. Mm. But that really is what Shakespeare did.
Why does it still resonate with us an ocean away and centuries later?
He really creates characters that people care about. And at heart, it's a family story. You know, it's what's going to happen to this kid and subsequently England because of that. It's all about relationships, but the themes are even bigger. It's war and it's honor, and there are a lot of life and death situations in this particular play, but even in the comedies, there's something to relate to. Everyone feels every emotion of every Shakespearean character.
We're speaking in advance of you taking this to Monroe and to Purdy and to JBLM, Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and Harborview Hospital, and there's a whole list, I think, Echo Glen. So these are places that are not necessarily theaters. As an artist, what do you take away from performing for those populations?
I think because a lot of these people have not seen plays before, or have not been in a position where people come and do entertainment for them, that they really care that you're there. And so the immediacy of their response, the way that they lock into you, can be different. If we see Shakespeare outside in a park, we're usually drinking wine and eating cheese, and you know, you sort of look off and see what that dog is doing with that frisbee over there. But these people are witnessing something sort of for the first time. And they lock into these characters and fall in love, much like we do with our favorite TV shows. They're sort of there. Just the fact that we're there ups the ante for them.
Well, that must feel kind of special for you as an artist. Not that we're jaded when we come to the theater, but we're privileged when we come to the theater. So for you, it must feel a little bit different to be in front of an audience that isn't eating cheese and sipping wine, or, you know, oh, let's see, which of these many art offerings shall I choose from?
We learn a lot. We learn so much from them as well. We go back and we do workshops often with These people, and we get to sort of hear their thoughts on many different subjects, a lot of them that have come up in the play, but we'll do poetry stuff with them, and we will do improvisational stuff with them. They're people, no matter what the situation is. They're whether they're a wounded warrior or whether they're somebody who's been incarcerated, they have lived a life, probably a deeper and richer life than mine, because of the situations that they've had to go through. They've seen maybe a little bit more. And it's always good to remember that they're just people.
A lot of people think art is a frill. It's an extra in society.
If we really are rehabilitating some of these people, then they have to have some kind of experience about what life is and see what humanity is about and how we interact with each other. And so the opportunity to have something like this come into a facility like that is, I think, very important. Otherwise, you just throw somebody back and say, okay, now deal.
How does this all shape the art that you, Reginald Andre Jackson, make?
I think it makes you a little bit more focused on making sure that you get it right, because it should always be, you should always try to do your best and always nail down exactly what you're doing. But you can't help but feel different when you know that you're doing it for somebody whose experience level is a little bit higher than if you're acting in a scene where a character has died in battle and you're on the battlefield. Your response to that can't be overblown or brushed off when you're dealing with people who've actually suffered that loss.
So you have to be real.
Yeah. When we recognize the stakes as human beings, we do step up a little bit more. I don't think there's any real way around that. I mean, we try and give it our best every single time out. But I think anybody who's done something that is reflective of somebody's real life situation, I think it's something in you just, it means a little bit more to you somehow.
Reginald Andre Jackson adapted Freehold Theatre's latest production, The Flower of England's Face, based on Shakespeare's Henry IV. The public performances of that show start Saturday at the Penthouse Theatre on the University of Washington campus.